With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Heavy rain in the Northeast could cause travel headaches, but there are no major storms in the forecast for the New Year's.
More than 115 million people were expected to travel over the holiday period, with Thursday being one of the heaviest, according to AAA. Drivers in parts of the Northeast will need to prepare for rainy travel, especially along the I-95 corridor, says National Weather Service meteorologist William Churchill.
There could be some isolated instances of flash flooding as well with that, but for the most part, it'll just be nuisance, heavy rainfall causing some travel headaches.
And he says the winter storm that hit the Midwest is mainly over and the New Year's forecast is looking pretty decent.
There could be a little bit of rain and snow in parts of the central and northeast, but it doesn't look like any major storm at this point.
I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, Mexican National Guard officers making no attempt to stop a caravan of over 6,000 migrants headed to the U.S. border. A top U.S. delegation is meeting with Mexico's president, with that issue topping the discussions. Several people have been killed after a Russian artillery attack in Ukraine, which knocked out power to a major southern city.
Russia has fired almost 50 Shahed drones at targets in Ukraine. Russia also shelled a train station where more than 100 civilians were gathered in the city of Kherson to catch a train to Kiev. The aerial barrage came a day after Ukrainian warplanes damaged a Russian ship moored in the Black Sea off Crimea. The attack on the Kherson region also struck the power grid, leaving around 70% of households in Kherson city without electricity during the winter cold, according to the regional governor. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Dow had 96 points, the Nasdaq up 33 points. This is SRN News. A challenge to America's churches.
Sports gaming is taking the nation by storm, and addiction experts say it's only a matter of time before a new wave of gambling addicts begins to crash upon America's shores. Janet Jacobs of Gambling Recovery Ministries tells Christianity Today that churches should be preparing themselves right now, adding that, quote, there really is very little in terms of faith-based outreach to problem gamblers and their loved ones. Some predict the gambling problem will rival the opioid epidemic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legislative sessions begin in January or February in most states, and there haven't been many abortion-related bills filed yet. However, both sides expect that to change. National Right to Life says several states might consider laws like one in Idaho that makes it illegal to transport a minor for an abortion without parental consent. Enforcement in Idaho currently on hold. This is SRN News. A former deputy prime minister in the Dutch has been appointed UN coordinator for humanitarian aid to Gaza.
The UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, has said that the Netherlands' outgoing finance minister and Middle East expert brings a wealth of experience to the newly created post. The United States welcomed Ms. Kaag's appointment. A State Department spokesperson said the Biden administration looked forward to working closely with her to accelerate the provision of life-saving humanitarian relief to Palestinian civilians in Gaza. But an Israeli official, Eilon Levy, warned that his government would not work with any United Nations officials who support what he called Hamas propaganda.
The BBC's Youssef Tassa. The Eiffel Tower closed to visitors today because of a strike over contract negotiations that were timed to coincide with the 100th anniversary of the death of its creator, Gustav Eiffel. More details at SRNnews.com.